This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
I'm already missing that 80-degree weather. Boy, yesterday I had shorts on working outside, and I was like, starting to get a little cooler. Then I went in and like fixed dinner and then went back out in my shorts after that.
Oh, yeah. It dropped like 20 degrees in just about a 30-minute period. I was watching it on
Holy cow.
I was watching the temperatures on my phone when it got that cold. When it got into the 40s at Lafayette, I knew it was going to be here in a matter of minutes. So it's like, okay.
Yes. I mean, I just went in to fix dinner and came back out and was like, oh, the shorts got to go and the long pants need to come back out again. What a bummer. That was great, though, while it lasted. So
yeah,
nice to have a...
It'll be back.
Yes, it will be back, but darn, yeah. It's too bad it was short-lived. But
yeah,
but I know.
Indiana weather is just, my two littles are sick this morning.
Well, yeah. So. This weather doesn't do anything for that. It's just up and down for the next, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Party Line, by the way, on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dan Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union. I got to go back for just a minute. Dan Ginda, did you see Pat Day dressed last week in his St. Patrick's Day?
Mm-hmm.
That was some quality stuff there. I loved it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas. By the way, if you're thinking about switching, it's easy to do with Newell Gas. Just give them a call today. Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. Did you have anything that I did find a few shingles on the ground?
Not this
after
time
the weather. Yeah,
not this time around.
Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Boy, if you were those folks that were in southern Indiana, you might need Jerry's Body Shop too, because did you see how big the hail was?
Yeah.
I mean, some places it was golf ball size, and I even heard some reports of tennis ball size hail.
Yeah, they were getting pounded last night.
Yeah.
I was really surprised, though. No tornado warnings
I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
And it always happens at night when you can't see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that did not happen. A couple of other things. There are a couple of meetings today. By the way, today is March 23rd. And the Board of Works meets tonight. That is at 5 o'clock. So later in the week, the City Plan Commission will meet, as well as the RDC. And so those are your meetings coming up later in the week. Now, speaking of storms, you can take a storm spotter training workshop.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming up tomorrow, by the way. And this is open to everybody. It's presented by the Clinton County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service. It's tomorrow from 6 o'clock until 8. Are you one of those storm chaser kind of gals?
I had to learn all that stuff through EMS and fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we went out. We were dispatched, basically, when we had storms. So, yeah, I mean, not a chaser, but just doing our job, I guess.
Well, this is at the Frankfort Police Department, which is there on State Road 28, and you can become a trained storm spotter, and you can help your community. So the training is tomorrow night, again, 6 o'clock until 8 at the Frankfort Police Department. So
now, granted, this does not give you a license to go out there and start chasing storms. I don't want people to get that idea, because that's not the purpose of it. You know, yeah, you can help, And they'll give you all that background and everything, but it's not a free ticket.
You can be a trained storm spotter, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be interesting.
As we get closer to Easter, there are some Easter egg hunts that are coming up here in the near future as well. I have another one that is in my computer that I did not have a chance to get printed this morning, but I will give you the ones that I have so you can kind of get these on your calendar. Coming up on Saturday, the 28th, this one is Rain or Shine. This is the Burlington Community Park and Community Easter Egg Hunt. And that's at 11 a.m. This is hosted by Oakland Christian Church. Also coming up on Saturday, the Easter Egg Hunt at TPA Park, 1 Adrian Marks Drive. This is from 11 o'clock until 1 for all ages. The Easter Bunny will be making an appearance as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on that for us, too.
And then coming up on Sunday, March 29th, this Easter Egg Hunt is with, it looks like, Clinton House. Freeman Street, 809 West Freeman Street. And so those are the ones I have. And like I say, I know I have another one on my computer, but I am... forgot to get that printed this morning. So let's take our phone call. Good morning, Russell. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I experienced the same thing you did with the weather. It was amazing, up and down. Wow. Boy, when you're talking about the egg hunt, Easter egg hunt, that sure reminds me of the WILO Home and Garden Show. We put a, remember, we put a fence up to keep the kids corralled. And then we put a bunch of eggs, and that thing was over in like 90 seconds.
Oh yeah, yeah. It took us a long time to put those eggs out there, and out there where the antique tractors are during the fairs, where we put that. And and we even had it broke down. We had it laid out for age groups.
Yep, we did.
And I swear, those toddlers, this is the first time you ever saw toddlers run that fast to get eggs.
It was like a vacuum cleaner. Now, that's the capitalist system at work. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they were like little shop vacs.
Oh, my goodness. And I also had a chance Friday afternoon to see my first prairie burn out of Camp Colum. And that was quite a deal. Jeff Swackhammer was kind of in charge of that, and everything went well. But the 1/3 of the prairie grass out of Camp Colum is now blackened. It's pretty cool.
Yep, that's part of the spring clean, we'll call it.
Yeah, I know a lot of farmers do that on their own, don't they? And somewhat, is that true?
Oh, we just try to clean out the fence rows that way if they're getting too overgrown. Yes, but also, you know, try to be careful too, though, because you don't know what kind of wildlife is living in those fence rows. So
especially if you hit it too late. Jeff likes to get that early because the rabbits don't nest in there quite yet, so if you wait too long, you'll get the rabbit nests.
That's true. Well, Russ, anything else? Our guest is in studio this morning, so if you don't have anything else, we will get to her.
No, I did take a picture of the Elite Project. We went down to Rick's boat dock over the boatyard over the weekend and took a couple nice pictures of the Elite Project. So we put it on Clinton County, Carroll County, Boone County Daily News.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We do have a guest in studio today. Kim Deck is with Habitat for Humanity of Lafayette and really Clinton County as well. People think you're just from Lafayette, but you're not.
No, we are in Clinton County. We serve 7 counties, actually.
What are the other counties?
So we are
Is that a lot? Because I know I have to count as I go.
No, it's not. It's okay. We are in Warren, White, Benton, Tippecanoe, Clinton, Fountain. Did I hit them all?
That's pretty close anyway. I have to tell you, I went over the other day and took some photos of the houses that are going up. Holy cow. They are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, these are nice houses, girl.
No, they're beautiful homes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two-story this time.
Yes, they're two-story homes. Three bedrooms, two baths.
Well, tell us a little bit more. What do we need to know? Because it's moving along really very quickly.
So these homes, we have On Baldwin Court, there are 6 homes, and then on the end of John Street, there's 1 home. That home on the end of John Street, we already have a partner family for, chosen for that house. So that one is spoken for. And then the other 6 houses on the end of Baldwin Court, those are all still available. And I guess after speaking to someone else that's in our program in Frankfort, just in a frank conversation, I said to him, I said, you know, how can we get the word out and how can we explain to people that this is available? And they said, honestly, it's too good to be true. They said, we just can't believe that this is happening and this is here and this is available to us and to people like us. And I was like, wow.
You know? I could see that. Really, the houses are lovely. Like, I went out and I was like, these are just, and it's such a cute little neighborhood that you guys are, it's a little community that you guys are building out there. It's lovely.
Yeah, no, I mean, brand new street. The street just got paved. You know, that was in collaboration with a lot of community support, and the community foundation helped with a grant there. So, I mean, no, it's a wonderful thing. And you don't have to live in Clinton County to qualify for these homes. You can work in Clinton County. You can be commuting from Carroll County, say, because that is one of our counties. So if you live in Carroll County and say you work at Frito-Lay and you drive here every day, you could qualify for one of these homes.
I think people think maybe, oh, I just can't qualify. And I know we've talked about that before, but I don't know how many times we can say it enough. I do think there is some truth into the, oh, that's just too good to be true. There's no way I could get a house like that.
Yeah. And those guidelines, everybody's situation is a little different. So, I mean, there's no need to go over it on the air, but all those guidelines are on our website at www.lafayettehabitat.org. And those all are specifically there for Clinton County. They're a little different if you're Tippecanoe County or Clinton County. So you make sure you look at the Clinton County statistics. But those numerical values are there based off of your number of people living in the homes and how much the top and the bottom of amounts of money that you need to bring home to qualify for those income ranges.
So if somebody is interested, because I would really love to see those homes be filled very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody's interested, they just go to the website, or can they call a number as well?
Yes.
Because here's the thing. It's easy to say, I'm going to go to the website and look. But for me, sometimes I just want to talk to a person. So if they're like that and they just want to talk to a person, and maybe, and I do think it's easier because the person on the other end can say, now, wait a minute, you see those, but let's see if we can help you qualify, because you guys really, let us help see if you really qualify.
Yes, there is a number. And let me, when we go to break, when we come back from break, I'll have a number for you guys to directly dial into and speak to that individual, because I know I don't want to give you the wrong number. I want to give you the right number to call exactly to the person in Family Services.
Totally understand that. Totally get how it goes.
No kidding. I get that for sure. What's been some of the challenges of getting all of this off the ground? I mean, I know construction costs are huge. I know you have a lot of partners that help with that and help sponsor these homes, help put them up, from contractors to volunteers. So talk a little bit about the process of getting these things underway.
Okay, so for right now in Frankfort, this process has been a little bit unique in the sense of the way we typically, or way most people understand habitat houses are built and constructed. If I can just back up a little bit. So
sure.
For example, in Lafayette right now, we have 3 houses under construction, and we kind of give them names to give them a theme. And so we have a restore home, and that is just about finished up. And we tried to source materials out of our restore, and as many donations and things laying around that were extra materials in our pole barn and this, that, and the other to make that house as efficiently priced out as we could. And so we named that one our restore build. Then another project we have going on is called our bicentennial build. So it was Lafayette's bicentennial year. So we named our house the Bicentennial House. And that house, we had CenterPoint Energy. They were a big contributor on that project with a grant. So they were our headliner on that project. Then different sponsors come in, as you were referring to, for example, Knox Roofing. They're wonderful. They donate several roofs a year to us. And different community partners like that. We have different electricians, for example, that will come and help us quite frequently, and different plumbing groups and that type of thing. And those trades are critical to keeping our costs low.
You talked about the community foundation. How much do grants play a part in getting these homes up and going?
They play a major part. I mean, without the funding from the grants and the city support, it's very hard to keep doing what we do. And here in Frankfort, we were fortunate to get two lots donated from the city, and we will use those two lots to build more typical Habitat Fashion houses that you were referring to.
Right.
And that one of those will start hopefully by the end of the summer.
Kim Deck is with Habitat for Humanity, and she's our guest on Party Line today.
I haven't had the opportunity to work with this group,
mm-hmm.
but I have worked with them elsewhere, and I don't think people realize, you know, you talk about all the partners and everything, but I don't think people realize that when a family is chosen, they come in, they put their hands into their house. I mean, it's their house, not only financially, but it's their house because they're helping build that thing if possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. So our magic number is 250 sweat equity hours is what we call it. And just 2 weeks ago, I was on a site, and our partner family that is going to be moving into a different house in Lafayette was working on the bicentennial build. She had a few days off from her job at work, and so she was there working all week long with the guys from CenterPoint Energy, you know.
Talk about the families once they find out that they have met the qualifications, they've been selected, because you said one of these houses over here in Frankfort has a family already selected for it. Talk about that family. I mean, because some of these people come from places, or they've lived with somebody, they've moved and moved and moved and moved and moved, and some finally finding someplace that can kind of be their own has got to be like, this is amazing. So talk about some of the families and their response to being selected and making it and also earning that, because it's not just being selected, they have to earn that. So talk about like their reaction and how they feel.
Well, this was told to me secondhand, but I'd been asked to come speak at an event here in Frankfort, and you guys can help me with his last name. First name's Chris. He's in the addiction recovery.
Ward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he was there, and he was getting ready to present before I was, and a member of a family had come up and talked to him, and he had mentioned that I was coming to speak, and they were mentioning how thrilled that they were part of this, and the kids were with this individual, and they were just beaming ear to ear that they had been chosen, that they were going to be part of this in Frankfort, and that they were one of the families. that are going to be
absolutely
living in one of these houses.
Yeah, I remember after college, you know, we got moved, and finally to find a location where we were finally planted was like, oh, finally, I can stop packing and unpacking, although I had a lot less junk because I was cleaning my closets out every time I moved. And then when I moved this last time, I'm like, wow, 30 years of staying in one place, you really can load up on some things. Talk about why it's so important for you and how your passion came for Habitat.
That's tough.
You've always been a community person. Let's face it. I've known you since you were a kid. You've always been a community person. You've always been somebody who wanted to give back one way or another, whether you were doing it in the school systems or whether you were doing it coaching, you know, all that kind of stuff. So to me, it just seems like a natural fit.
Well, yes, there is that, but I guess I had gotten to the point where career-wise, and it was just time to make a change, and this opportunity came available, and I was like, you know what? Yes, this feels good. This is right. This allows me to help in areas that there's such a need, and it kind of touches it in so many areas that, you know, when families and children can stay in one place, mm-hmm. when they know they're going to get off the school bus the same place every day, when they know that they're not going to have to pack up and move this weekend.
The stability that it offers.
Absolutely. Their grades, their emotions, their confidence, everything in those kids just blossom. And, you know, for those of us that have that and have always had that, you know, we take it for granted. Mm-hmm. But being in the school system at one point or another, to see those kids that don't have that, that's where it gets you. It's like, you know, how can we make this better and how can we change that? And I guess that's where the Habitat piece came in for me, that it's like, okay, this is an area that kind of checks that box, and that this is something that I can help.
A place where you could put your talents to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kim Deck with Habitat for Humanity is our guest on Party Line today, and we have seven houses out there right now that are available.
Mm-hmm. Six now.
Oh, six now. Okay, because yeah. I was thinking there was eight, but there were seven. Okay, and so we get these because I know right now that they're not full, but they will be. We know they're going to get full. So once we get past these seven homes. Mm-hmm. What are we looking at beyond there? Because there's still going to be a need.
Well, you got the other two that you just talked about that are going to go on those lots from the city. So we're actually talking nine homes total before it's over with.
Yeah.
But still, yeah.
So there's six on Baldwin. Mm-hmm. There's two at the end of John Street, one that's already up. And then there's another lot there at the end of John Street that we will build on our own at some point. And then there's the two lots from the city. So there's three existing lots that Habitat for Humanity will come in and still can complete a house on. But then ideally, we would like to come in and continue to build. And, you know, that all is depending on if we have vacant lot in just lots in town. As long as we can have it hooked up to the city sewer and power, we can build on those lots. You know, so obviously they have to be sizable lots.
Well, I know we're talking about Clinton County, but because you guys service seven counties, mm-hmm. how many builds do you actually? I mean, do you know off the top of your head how many builds you have going on?
Because we actually reach pretty good into Tippecanoe County as well.
Yeah.
Well, so, and even farther than that, mm-hmm. when we come over to the west, White County and all of that area.
So Habitat for Humanity of Lafayette has been going since 1984. And they are on house, or we are on house 363,
wow.
I believe. So for this year, annually, we average about 10 to 12 houses a year. It's kind of what we program for. Some years we do a little more, some years a little less. Like this year is going to seem like we did a little more because of the six houses there with Tempest. But those aren't, typical houses that we built ourselves. So,
right.
So it kind of bumps our year up.
Yeah.
What can the community do to help?
They can spread the word. They can help us let everybody know. I mean, maybe listeners aren't the ones that are interested in a house, but maybe their niece or nephew is looking for a place, or their families need a house, and they may qualify.
Someone in the churches. They may know someone in the church that is in need.
Absolutely, absolutely. Or maybe somebody knows of a small piece of property or an adjacent lot to their house that potentially they really have no need for. Or they'd like to gift to a charity. They could look to doing something like that at some point with us. And if people want to organize a team or a group to come out, we've got several builds this spring in Lafayette, and then again, like I said, hopefully by the end of summer we'll have the one project going on here in Frankfort.
So can folks come out to the Frankfort projects and help build there, or is it because they're being built by somebody else, really they need to do work in the Lafayette area?
Yes, for now, until we come to Frankfort and do our actual build as Habitat for Humanity of Lafayette. Right now, they would need to just come to Lafayette and build with us.
What is the expected completion date on most of these houses? Because I was surprised. I thought it would be, when I drove out there the other day, I'm like, oh, they'll have one that's pretty well up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're all pretty well up.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
I was like, this has moved. It just seems like we just broke ground. And so they're moving very quickly. So what is kind of the expected completion date?
Believe it or not, actually, I tried to reach out and get an answer because I knew that was going to be a question on my way here. I was like, oh, I know they're going to ask me.
A guesstimate. How's that?
I would say they're 70% complete now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I would think by late summer.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of houses to get done in a short time. So they've done an incredible job.
Yeah. Getting them under roof and then just going straight in. Of course, a lot of the work now is the interior. Mm-hmm. And that, believe it or not, and a lot of people think that's the most time consuming is the interior and getting that done. So
how much choice do they get on some of the interior selections?
So on these homes, I don't know that these particular homes, what they'll get to choose. A typical Habitat home, they get to choose oftentimes the siding color, the roofing color, the cabinet color in the kitchen, and the flooring color.
I'd say those are the big important things anyway.
Yeah. And then sometimes sometimes there's an appliance here or there. Do you want this or do you not want that kind of, do you want a dishwasher or not? Yeah, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of really amazed. I mean, you talk about the Restore House and everything for it, or as much as possible coming from the Restore.
Mm-hmm.
The Restore is freaking amazing. I'm really surprised that not more items come from the Restore to go into those houses. I mean, I know some of the stuff is donated or you get a good price, discount price and everything, but I mean, that's like one of my most fun things on the weekend is to look through the Restore and see what's there on the Facebook page. And it's like, holy crap, this is Restore?
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, seriously, there's a lot of in-the-box stuff.
And it is. And our Restore, I mean, I'm not the brag about it, but our restore is good.
Yeah,
well, I have a girlfriend that lived in a Habitat house for many years. She and her two children. It was adorable. And I have to say, she did have a flair for decorating as well, but it was gorgeous. I mean, perfect for them. Just a perfect little house for them. Yeah. And so I have nothing but nice things. They loved, and she loved that house. She lived there for a long time, loved the house. And so, I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, I know we're getting close on time, but the restore, I want to tell people, if you're looking at doing some remodeling at your house and you, I mean, that's another way to help. Because all the funds from that the resource go to help with these builds. And it's like, you know, I'm looking at you just had the kitchen cabinets. It was like more than I could put in my kitchen, a whole set of cabinets that were great looking. And I thought, if I only had a bigger kitchen. So, you know, but the whole deal, the furniture, everything in there is crazy. And the lighting. All the lighting, the siding, I was amazed at everything that's there at the restore.
Well, and there are some big box stores that basically give us a steady donation of things that may have been returned or open boxed or those types of things. So they're new items.
Maybe something.
Not everything in there is used.
Yeah. Something that was discontinued at their store that they're no longer carrying, but it's brand new and in the box. And that's appliances and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, so for those people that are always looking for a bargain, I know I didn't realize what a good deal it was until I started working there. I was like, how did I?
Did I not know about this?
I mean, I'm this old. I didn't know the store was over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can folks find out about the restore? Is it just a Facebook thing?
Well, we do have a Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook. And then also on our Lafayette, www.lafayettehabitat.org. Our restore page is there as well.
All right. Kim Deck with Habitat for Humanity. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And I know that I feel like I know. I'm going to speak for Russ here. I think he'll be putting something up with photos of the houses. Right, Russ? up on Clinton County Daily News as well. I have several pictures also.
We'll get
to him.
That number from Kim after we get off the air.
And we'll include that as
and
well.
We'll get that put up so that if anybody is interested and they want to talk to somebody about it, and get more information that way. We'll have that posted as well.
Okay, and one last little thing. I know the office at Healthy Communities here in Frankfort offered to help anybody fill out applications. So if you were in town and you wanted just to go see somebody quickly, if you went over there, Laura Archibald was more than willing to help somebody sit down and fill out an application.
Yeah, they do more than...
I know.
Yeah. They're great. Yeah, that building over there in general is a great building. I mean, the whole place is wonderful. All right, Kim, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll be back. It's the Kim Day. We have Kim Deck and then we have Kimberly Black. So it's the Kim Day. We'll be talking to Kimberly Black when we come back. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.